Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Oh, audio took a while, but we are back. Welcome to the A&R Geekly. Yeah, that's what happens when you're on vacation. Everything goes to, you know what? The computer doesn't want to talk to the mic. The mic doesn't want to talk to the camera, but it got it all working. Hopefully the internet stays strong. I'm staying strong today because we've got a good show. Great show. It's finally to be back after a couple of weeks of hiatus to do this show. I love the show. I love everybody that comes and hangs out with us. And I also love this guy. There he is.
You made that face and I was like, uh-oh, did something happen?
What face?
You're like, when the audio didn't catch up, I was like, oh no, here it goes. Well, I'll see you later.
I don't know what it is. It's the computer when you don't turn it on for like a week or something.
Yeah.
It's like starting a car, right? After a long winter. It just doesn't want to go. Been good. Getting better and things are... Things are going well now.
That's good.
So I'm glad to see so many cool people already here. Tav is here. He's saying welcome back. Cage is saying sup peeps. And then Ryan with this gummy bear look.
Carps.
Carps?
Yeah, that's what I call him, the carper.
Oh, carps. I thought you said carbs, as in like carbs. Well, gummy bears are not that bad. Yeah, D's working on his best to stay away from AI tech support. So he's really telling his boss that this works.
Yeah.
We already got Superman talk here. Already got Superman talk. Do you see this right here? There you go. Yeah. So if you guys don't know, we went and saw Superman. And we both went together to see it. I appreciate you for helping me secure tickets. So, got to see that. I also went and saw Jurassic Park before Superman.
Oh, how come?
Well, my wife wants to see it. So,
oh, okay. She's like, all right.
She's like, you pick Superman, I get to pick Jurassic Park, and we went to see it. And I could tell you right now, it's a terrible movie.
Okay, from a mindless action standpoint, how was it?
I guess if you like that. Man, your mic is really picking up my voice.
Oh, is it? Let me turn it down. Sorry about that. You're just booming.
You might your other mic, you might want to just unplug and plug it back in, right? That works. I don't know.
I tried that.
Okay, never mind.
Well, is there like humans versus dinosaurs, the usual? Is there a good enough reason that they're going back to this island?
No.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. Yeah, that's okay.
It's never been a good enough reason to go back to the island after the first one, right?
I mean, yeah, but at least we got the T-Rex Raptor versus the whatever it was called in the... I don't even know. We're at Fast and Furious levels of movies.
I think it went downhill the minute Chris Pratt started driving his bike next to the Raptors.
Okay.
I think it went downhill from there. The minute that happened, you lost all of that beauty that Jurassic Park 1 helped build, where they're dangerous prehistoric animals, unpredictable animals. They are the apex predator. We are no longer the apex predator in their environment. You lost all of that when they decide to have Blue and Pratt have a relationship and then have tech involved, genetics involved, trying to manipulate things. It became an Alien versus Predator movie almost. It's a prequel to that.
Yeah.
We're going to get to aliens eventually, like, you know, or predators, right? It's just terrible. This movie was terrible in the first 5 minutes. In the first 5 minutes, you can automatically guess that this movie is complete dog crap. In the first 5 minutes. I'm not even making this up. There's a moment that happens in the first 5 minutes and you're like, wow, this is bad. And here we go.
I guess I'll be avoiding that. I didn't even finish the previous one, so I figured it'd be the same.
Taz says, I love how Jurassic Park keeps going. People get bored of dinosaurs. That's the entire premise of the franchise. They keep showing it. You know, also, no matter how bad a dinosaur movie is, people still go out to watch it. It made a boatload of money. Yeah. And that's why the company and the studios are like, okay, we're going to make terrible dinosaur movies, but people still want it. Let's keep churning these out. Like, when the last movie ended, they should have just put this on ice and waited 10 years and restart this thing again. But they made enough money where they're like, let's just keep doing it. And now they're going to do another one because they keep making money.
Oh, they are? They're going to do one more?
Well, there's talks of doing another one because they make so much money.
Okay. Are you a dinosaur guy? Because I have been seeing the toys coming out and people are going crazy for them. Do you even care about dinosaurs in general? Like, would you buy like a T-Rex or a Raptor figure?
I already have a T-Rex from the Mattel higher end line of dinosaurs.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've got a T-Rex. I'm good there. I don't need the whole clan. When I was a kid, I used to have these glow-in-the-dark dinosaurs at my local toy store, and I collected all of them because they were so cool, especially when you're a kid and at nighttime, they all light up on your stand or something like that. So it was cool. But yeah, I mean, I guess my oldest son enjoyed a little bit of it. He likes dinosaurs, so he enjoyed it.
As long as someone did. What else did you watch? Because you clearly hated that. You saw Superman.
The thing is, my wife, it was her decision to go watch this movie, and I just look at her when we got out of the theater. She's like, don't say anything. I was like, I could have warned you. Yeah. I predicted this movie to be the worst movie of the three this month. Right? It was not that hard to predict. So, anyways, this is not Popcorn Chicken. This is the A&R Geekly on Sunday. So
you watched movies. You do popcorn chicken on Sundays. Did you watch any television shows this week? I didn't want to like make you talk about movies only.
So I did watch a sci-fi show that I like. It's a bit complicated sci-fi show, but it's on Apple TV. Foundation is back, season 3, episode 1 dropped, and I really liked the first episode right off the bat. Much better than so many other episodes from season 2. But I love the show. I enjoy it, and I'm happy it's back because it gives me something to watch during the summertime, where it's sort of the slow season. I did watch another episode of Squid Games. Was it season 2? Apparently, there's a Squid Game universe happening.
Okay, that's good to know.
I don't know. Like, there's like supposed to be prequels to Squid Games coming out, and they're gonna go ham with this. I don't know. I'm going to dig into it more and then maybe talk about it on Popcorn Chicken. So go there. And then I watched this Canadian show called A Late Bloomer, starring Jasmeet. He's a TikTok and social media sensation from like 5 years ago. And it's produced by Russell Peters, a comedian.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I was watching this guy's clips on Instagram, and his flashbacks about his dad and the driving is, I was like, this is hilarious to me. Like, I don't know what
it is. It's funny, man. It's good. It's got drama and comedy in it. You know, it's good. It's got serious points that they make, but it's pretty funny too.
I've only seen his like Instagram reels, so I didn't know this guy had a show or anything until you just said it was produced by Russell Peters. Like, oh, this is that guy. He got the show because like 5 years ago, he's like, I'm trying to get in touch with Russell Peters for this. I'm like, good luck, man. But he did it. Okay.
Yeah. Season two is way better, miles better than season one. Season one, you got to get through it because they're introducing characters. They're trying to give characters backgrounds and they're creating this a relationship with friends and family. Got to get through that. And then season two is like full on. It's like pretty good.
I wanted to send you clips of his reels. Like, this feels like I'm only sending it to Elvin because he's Indian and I don't want to do that. So I did not, but you ended up watching it.
check Russell Peters' movie, The Indian Detective. That came out a while ago. Yeah, I did check it out. It's all right. It had some. Russell was great in the beginning, but because of, you know, being politically correct and being cancel culture, all that stuff, he had to tone it down, right?
Yeah.
Because that was his thing. That was his thing, to absolutely destroy cultures. Right. So he had to navigate. And I think a lot of that, stunted his growth into more of a Hollywood, areas. His show got canceled before he even took off.
A lot of comedians are just stepping away instead of even trying anymore. Cause like, well, I can't, I have a leash on now. So there's no.
Well, point. A lot of comedians are turning into political activists.
Yeah.
They're trying to get into politics and talk about, you know, narratives and all that stuff. They're getting, I'm like, what? What's going on here? Why are there so many comedians doing that? So because they're trying to find another way, an avenue to make money, right? So, you know, good on them. Yeah, that's basically what I watched. I guess we did what I watched before we even did the world famous A&R joke here.
I was trying to make.
You're trying to steer. I see what you're doing, but yeah. You know, right, I didn't ahead, forget. I didn't go forget. Ahead. I didn't forget. It's a good attempt here, by you, this guy. If you don't know, for the first time. You're here hanging out with us and going in our dad joke. Yes, we do a dad joke or two every week, much to D's chagrin and to most of the people that want to listen to us. You can join in with us. You can do hashtag dad or hashtag sad. Hashtag dad being good. Hashtag sad. Go back to the drawing board. Try it again. You can do it live while we're on the show here. That'd be fun. You can do it in the comment section if you're a replay crew, like some people are. Or you can go to a social media handle at A&R Universe and let us know if this week's dad joke was hashtag dad or hashtag sad through Spotify as well, Amazon, what's it called? Apple, iTunes, bunch of places where the podcasts are. We're pretty much in a lot of places. So go do that. And you can also submit your joke. And if your joke is good, or bad, I don't mind because I'm going to do the joke first and then D's going to either destroy it or like it. And then I'll tell him afterwards that it was somebody else's joke. All right, D, you ready?
Yeah.
I got a 2-pack for you today because we missed a couple of weeks, right? So we got to catch up here.
Great.
All right, here we go. There's already people saying hashtag deck. No, they're not. All right. Ready?
Ready.
What do you call a Chinese billionaire? Cha-ching.
Yeah, okay. That one. All right. That was a nice little easy one. All right.
Here's another one. Ready? Well, we'll give people a chance to chime in here. There you go. Hashtag daddy. I called it. Long answer. I like that. Leave the dad just for me, though, okay? All right. Ready? Here we go. Next one. What are kidnappers' favorite shoes?
What?
White Vans.
Okay.
You know Vans, the shoe?
Yeah, I know. I'm okay. I don't know.
You look complete. Like, oh, what? What is
this
that?
This one's blank. This one's blank, so I don't know what the reaction will be, just like how I feel. Okay, you got a cheer. I didn't know what it was. You got a cheer.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Russell Feeder's sad.
50% ain't bad today. I thought the last one would be even funnier than the first one. But you guys are all racist.
Ryan messaged me at 6:30 p.m. to tell me a joke. I guess because of the G.I. Joe Snow Cat. He's like, the only reason you need that is it takes a pix running over an MCU Hawkeye figure. I was like, okay, well. I don't know.
Is that going well? I saw the...
they backed it.
Oh, they backed it. Okay, is there still time for that?
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Let me see here.
I'm debating whether I want to go into that or not.
$324.99 ends in 30 days.
I'm sorry, that's the price?
Yeah, you don't want it?
$300? For that small thing?
Yes, $324.99.
Oh my god, that is expensive.
You don't want it. So you don't want it anymore.
I want it, but like, that's crazy. Does anybody else think that I'm... Am I out to lunch on this, or do you think I'm actually... Like,
well, you have until August 14th to decide.
To save up all the bottles and cans, right, in my neighborhood.
What Elvin is deciding on is this.
So, oh, my God. They didn't even do $2.99. They did $3.24. What are the $24 going to do for them?
Okay, you get Lady J in Arctic gear. That's tier one for 10,000 backers. So
all the tiers have been unlocked?
No, they're not. Tier two, the Biovax battle station. And then that needs 12,000. Tier three, Flint and Arctic gear. That's 14,000.
Taz says, I like the windshield covered in cocaine. who doesn't? Ryan said this to you. He said, well, my birthday just happened to be Saturday. I'll take a check of them in.
You want this thing? Does he want the check for the cat or the joke royalties?
Oh,
so
man.
I'm taking it. You're out. We already segued into toys somehow, but I don't know. That's okay.
I'm on the fence right now because I do like some of the stuff that it has. Did all the tiers get cleared? I'm sorry to put you
no,
on the
no.
spot.
It was just up until August 14th. So it's up. You can. So June.
No, man. Have all the tiers been unlocked already?
Oh no, they're not even close. They're locked. They're not even close, man.
Oh man. I'll see how it is in the last 10 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see how I'll have to make a decision in the last 10 days. I might as well do what I got because you already got me into what I watched.
Yes.
I did watch One Piece as well. Started watching a few episodes of that. What else? The usual stuff, sports, you know, the soccer events, things like that. It's a slow sports. Did watch a couple of baseball games. I can't watch the entire baseball game. I have to, like, watch those condensed versions that they have afterwards. to like 25 minutes of the game.
Too much yeah, stopping.
Even with this speed clock that they have there, the time clock, it's still a slow game. It's better when you watch it, obviously, in person, but I can't sit there and watch it. So, Ryan says, it's still not even back yet.
Yeah, you've got a long way to go.
Oh, man. Is it even going to make it? They should have priced it at $299. I think at $299, you would have got a lot more people jumping on board. Psychologically, they would have thought it's $200 or something, right? Instead of $300.
Yeah.
That $324 is a kick in the pills for just being greedy. Just being absolutely greedy. Oh, we need that $24.99 in there. It's tariffs, baby. Tariffs. So, all right. So one thing I got, and it's a doozy. Speaking of HasLabs. Holy shnikey. Oh, I got this.
What is that? Oh, sweet.
Cobra Airborne HasLab.
They took it to the... is this what they said you weren't home for?
Sorry?
Is this what the...
No. Okay. This came... Oh, jeez. This came... 2 days ago? I just got...
Look at it. It's crushing you, man.
Oh, God. Workout. There it is. So, got two of them, because there's two in the picture.
That makes sense. There's two in the picture, so I'll need two. That's how it works, hey? The marketing picture has two, so I obviously got seven.
Okay, it was like a year ago, okay, to be fair. And I didn't realize I'd bought two until they showed up. So, yeah.
Hey, man, no judgment.
I'm happy, though, because when I was a kid, my neighbor actually sold me this for a jar full of pennies. Yeah, he needed pennies. I don't know why, so... Okay. It was a jar full of pennies, about this much. And he's like, oh, whatever, kid. Just give me that jar full of pennies and you can have this. I think I paid like maybe $10. So,
that was nice of him. That's cool of him.
Well, it was his son's and he didn't care.
Basically, yeah.
So I was actually, when I was a kid, I was playing one of these here. I'm not even reading what Ryan's saying.
No, I just looked away. Don't.
God. Anyways, so that's what I got. And those stuff that I watched. My wife right now is watching, currently, I just only watched the first 5 minutes, is this unicorn drama movie. I talked about it a while ago. It's with the girl from Wednesday.
Oh, I've seen that. And Paul Rudd?
Yeah. When did it come out?
A while back, a few months ago.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe a month.
Yeah, she's watching that right now. Something unicorn. I forgot what it was called.
Death of a unicorn.
It looks wild. Did you like it?
I like the premise. And I like Paul Rudd. Like, he's charming. Even I'm not going to say the movie was fantastic. If you want to see murder by a unicorn, then watch it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. Your turn. Go for it.
I got nothing. But I did... watch Sakamoto Days came out.
Oh my god, it already came out?
Yeah, man.
You said next week.
No, that was for Kaiju, and that was last week. Sakamoto, I says, come out tomorrow. Anyways, I only watched one episode. There's two.
Oh, I know what I'm doing after this.
So you can watch that.
All right, guys, bye. Bye, everybody.
Kaiju number 8 is back. So I...
Atasa dead or death? Movie. Is it dead or death?
It's death.
Okay, it's a weird movie, he says. I kind of figure when you have Unicorn and Paul Rudd in there and the girl from Wednesday, it's all going to be in a blender.
Yeah.
So. All right, sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's fine. Kaiju number 8's back. Didn't watch that yet. I watched Clavates. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. A demon slaughters a bunch of humans. And then he finds an infant, and the woman's like, take this baby. And he's like, what? No, I'm going to kill it and you, because all of you humans try to do is hunt me. And she convinces him to take it and raise it, but he's still a demon, so he doesn't know how to raise a baby. So it was interesting. I didn't expect it to go the adult route, because at one point, she's like, oh, the baby's hungry. I have to go find a wet nurse. And it's just a random woman who, like, breastfeeds children. I was like, oh, okay. I thought this was, like,
It's a Japanese thing?
Sort of. I thought this was sort of for kids, not really, because there's gore, but then they took it to that level. So I was like, it's still interesting. I like the premise a lot. There's only two episodes that I saw. Dan to Dan, I'm caught up on. What else did I watch? Oh, there's something called Ugly Mug, Epic Fighter. Toy Force told me to check that out. And then started watching Severance again. Finished Tires, which I love. I love Tires. I have nothing bad to say about that. I don't know if you know Shane Gillis or care about Shane Gillis.
I do know of Shane Gillis, yes.
I think you would like that show.
What's it called again?
It's just called Tires. It's on Netflix.
Oh, I think I've seen this. I've
It
seen the
looks like
trailer.
something you would skip, but if you
I
watch
think,
it, like, it's funny as
yeah,
hell.
okay,
I don't
okay,
have
okay.
anything bad to say about it. I
All
like
right,
the show
I'll
and I
check it
like
out.
Shane Gillis. What did he say? Most talked about anime season. Tokopi, Original Sin, content is controversial but worth the watch. Fatih is loving the show. Okay, so he likes it as well. Paul Rudd really got out of his comfort zone by playing a chill, relaxed dude. So that was for the movie. I didn't get anything this week. Like, I didn't see anything that I wanted, like, whatsoever. So it's not even a matter of, like, talking myself out of it. I just waiting for pre-orders, I suppose. So that's it, and that's all I watched. Oh, and of course, Superman, which I enjoyed. I know it's divided. I know people are saying they preferred the, like, not broody, but just, like, the darker aspects of Superman for the Snyder stuff. I'm like, hey, that's cool. But I read comics, and when I read comics, you're gonna get different types of stories. Not every single Superman story is dark, just like not every Batman story is dark. So it doesn't make sense to me that you're hating on Superman for being lighthearted this time when the previous one wasn't. They're not gonna emulate what was done before. Not even like story-wise. Like, it's not even like just the tone is different, and that's okay. So for that, I liked it. You liked it. I'd watch it again. Like, I have no issues with it at all. There was some plot points that were minor nitpicks, but it didn't ruin the movie for me. So that's what I watched, and I got nothing.
I am going to watch Fantastic Four, and we're going to try to record in the car. We're going to put the camera on the mic and do our spoiler-free review in the car as soon as we get out of the theater. That's going to be good
When
times.
is that out? Is
Next
that
week,
next week?
Thursday. See if you can
Oh,
sneak in the 10 p.m. show.
no, we're going. Jess bought tickets. I didn't even think to buy tickets.
What time are you going to go?
I don't know. I have to ask her.
We're going to the 10 p.m. show because
Okay.
I couldn't get tickets earlier
Yeah.
show. So we're going to do it probably at midnight. I might have to book off the next day.
Like, huh, yeah, it wasn't even on my radar. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I don't care about it the same way I
Record
don't
the
care about
whole
her.
movie. No, we're not recording the movie. We're recording our reaction to it, our response to it,
No,
our
you can do
thoughts
it like the
about
good old days.
it. Oh, you get the tripod out.
Video rip, DVD rip for
Yeah.
720.
Go to jail. That's going to be fun. Yes. Yeah, no, we can check that out. I don't have expectations, like any high expectations at all for that movie. I was just thinking the other day about the plot line, supposed plot line of this movie. Should I rant on for a minute or no?
You might as well.
The plot line for this movie basically is Galactus wants their baby because he's going to be OP, right? I like the comics, and they're deciding whether to, like, they're going to fight obviously to keep their baby, right? But all he wants is the baby, and the rest of the world is safe. He
Okay,
won't.
see now. He does show up to eat the world, though, right? Does he like discover
I don't
the.
know the whole entire premise. I'm just saying this is what has been leaked, that this is
Okay.
a that's the so much premise. And people are like, hey, you're gonna risk the entire world of billions of people for one person, right? And that's a it's easy to say that if it's not your kid,
I know. I'm like, honestly,
right?
I can't judge. Like,
Yeah,
what
like it's easy to say
am
that if it's not your kid, but
I barely
people
like
are.
other people on a good day, so like, I'm not gonna give up my son for
Yeah.
like a child.
So I don't know. Like, how that story, that's the only thing that's interesting to see, is how that's going to play out. Well, yeah. I mean, I know how that's going to play out is they're going to leave that universe or something and pull him in there into this universe probably.
Okay.
I don't know. It's not the Fantastic Four movie that I wanted. You know what I mean? Like, why do we have to go so deep in thinking? It should have been a fun family movie. Because that's what their whole base is.
Realize. I've based on the trailers, it looks like he was coming to devour the Earth. But maybe he senses Franklin. He's like, oh, he's a suitable power source for me to feed on. I don't know. Like, I have no idea. I didn't think it would be action-packed. I thought it'd be Reed trying to figure out a way to stop the end of the world with equations. And, like, you know, I didn't think it'd be like a superhero.
There's probably going to be time jumps because in the movie, she just announced that she's pregnant. And then you see a trailer where the baby's already born.
And I see thing with a beard. So I was like, okay. It's weird for you to
choose
to grow a beard.
That's a thing in the comics, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Didn't know rocks grow, but okay. I guess it's mixed with his genetics. I don't care. We'll see. Obviously, the biggest gripe for me is, you know, the female Silver Surfer. And I just keep seeing it over and over. Well, she knows she's the wife of blah, 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 and she's been in comics. I was like, oh, God. You just don't get it. You don't get it. There's perfectly great female heralds that could have done that and save the name Silver Surfer for the actual Silver Surfer in a later movie. You didn't need to go do that.
Like, but I get what people are saying, but at the same time, like, because I don't care about Silver Surfer, but it'd be like,
I hate you.
As I've told them, it'd be like if the MCU Spider-Man introduction was Spider-Gwen instead of Peter. Just a random ass, just, like, I'd, as a Peter Parker fan, I wouldn't be like, hey, cool. I'd be like, okay, where's Peter? Like, right? Yeah. Same with, like, Thor.
Like, he's been dormant. Like, I like Silver Surfer, okay?
Yeah,
I know
you
don't
like him,
but The what angers me is he's been laid dormant. He got like the short end of a stick in the last time he was on a movie, right?
Yeah.
He was rendered useless and sitting in the car like all drugged out, right?
And people...
Sorry, go ahead.
People are like, oh, he'll be in the next one. I'm like, when is that coming out? 15 years from now? Because they don't think about timelines. They're just like, he'll be in the next one. I'm like, what year does the next one come out? And are you sure he will be? Because it's redundant to do the Silver Surfer twice. They're not going to do him again.
Well, the thing is, why do we have to wait for the next one? They could have been intelligent about it and not even have a Silver Surfer in this one.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the thing that gets me, is you know how popular this character is. And if you ask everybody out there who's comic book reader or fan of Marvel, the number one herald, what is it? They all say Silver Surfer. No one says Nova. No one says.
But they could have even used her. That's the thing. They could have used.
But they should have used her because it's a throwaway character. Because from all the information that I've gathered, is this universe is going to be dead, and they're going to leave that universe because they show up in another movie, which I will mention. So why even bother? Mm-hmm. Just get Nova. Does anybody care if Nova disappears? Nobody cares, right? Like. I don't know. It's just such a weird decision. And I think it's going to cost sales. I think it's not going to do well. And the storyline, if it leaks out and it is what it is,
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah. Anyways, we went into movies for some. We're going to talk about some action figures and stuff like that.
We segued. He will be on the next one. How's it going for the DC universe? Did you watch Superman, Tav? I don't know if you mentioned it or not. Like the mutant Nate Gray. Yeah, Franklin's stronger than him. Franklin like creates universes. So toy talk, let's see here. I assumed that this would come, but we did get the Mafex tease for Punisher. You seemed excited.
For Punisher, not Venom.
Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
This is not the Venom I wanted.
When did that movie come out?
Oh my god. Is this the first one?
Second one.
What? 7 years ago, I want to say?
So, like, they're a little behind on that. That's okay.
Just a little bit.
Pass. I need to see. Actually, I don't need Punisher at all. I don't need that one.
What do you mean you don't need Punisher?
I don't need, like, I'm sure he will be fantastic. I just don't need another Punisher.
I need.
And I think you'll be satisfied because you like Mafex a lot. The only time it bothers you is when they are not scaled accordingly,
yeah.
And that's fair. So I guess the only thing you'll have to wait for is the size.
So the question is here is, how did they get the license to have this guy?
Who? Venom?
Punisher.
Why not?
Aren't there like certain things they can make, certain characters based on series or something?
Maybe, but maybe he's just one of them. Because it's comic Punisher. So when they do stuff like this, because the same way they're doing Age of Apocalypse randomly, Spider-Man 2099, I think they're just picking and choosing.
Mm.
I don't know how they're deciding these things. I was trying to think if he was in anything recent, but they're just, I don't know, man. I don't know how they're choosing, but that's okay. Cause you get wild cards like Punisher and the Age of Apocalypse stuff.
Does his face not look like an alien?
Someone said it looks like a toad, like a battle toad.
The Punisher. No, it looks like an alien from like, you know, outer space, you know, the OG alien. Yeah. It looks like it's laughing. Taz says.
Venom.
Smallville? Have you watched Smallville? The CGI is pretty bad. Not to say that CGI in here was this movie. Was amazing. Like,
did you look at Baby Joey? That's
the first thing I'm like, what is going on here? This is like Flash, right? Movie with the microwave babies, right? So, yeah. It wasn't that great in some areas, but it wasn't that bad as Smallville because that was god awful sometimes. But, you know, that's the budget they had.
Product of this time.
Yeah.
So Punisher for you, no for Venom. I don't need either. This would have to blow. They'd have to give him like 20 different guns or like that. Just an assortment.
They're not going to give you 20 guns.
I know that, but they're going to have to give you
three. I think Max is three guns. Max three guns.
Jada
their
accessories pack. You get the Neo Metal 112 scale six pack. Are you in for these?
Ooh, if EB Games gets it. Then I will, because sometimes they get the exclusives from Jada, right? So
yeah, as well. If you see it on, if you see it on the shelf, are you gonna go and try and pre-order it?
Yeah,
that's fair. Sometimes that's the deciding factor. We'll put it in God's hand now. If I see it, then I'll throw money at it. They have this exclusive Nightwing.
How many did you get?
I don't need red.
Ah, see, I knew it. You, sir, are fake news.
So this is Nightwing, but it's the new 52 one. So instead of blue, the emblem is red.
Did they release the blue one. Yeah.
You never bothered to get this one, did you?
It just looks a little weird. You know what I mean? It's just, there's something about it.
I think the Mafex is superior. Even the head sculpt. I don't really care for this head
sculpt. Yeah, okay. That's what it is. It's got that chin.
It looks off.
Yeah,
it's a little off.
And this one looks a little bit tidier in the waist and upper torso. It doesn't look as loose, but that's just probably the angle of the camera and lighting.
Pass for me. I wouldn't have even gotten the normal one, but if you did want it, it was $120, but it sold out. And then I thought they revealed this guy a while ago, but now it's saying pre-orders open tomorrow. For whatever reason, I swear to God, they've announced this like back in 2024.
Batsy. Man, I love that animation.
I know. That's why I'm like, are you getting these or not?
No, I can't. Then it's going to be a slippery slope in this series.
Do you have any of the old animated series figures?
Yeah, I have the Joker, I believe.
Not the ones McFarlane released, which are basically the same molds, but cheaper. But the ones prior to that, right?
No, I have the McFarlane ones.
Okay. Oh, you do? I'm not. Yeah. Whatever. It is what it is.
Do I? I have to double check. Maybe I got rid of them. I have to check. They're not in any of my six shelves here, so.
Here's some more accessories. He does come with a lot.
Yeah, he does, yeah. Does he come with different one or the exact same accessories as the blue one?
I don't even remember now.
Okay.
I am curious. I'm going to multitask.
Because I think this is going to be exactly the same probably.
Quick search.
That's the Nightwing's chest emblem reminds me of my door handle.
They are the exact same accessories.
Okay. Well, that's a shame.
exactly the same, except all the blue is red.
Yeah. Thanks, D. Appreciate it.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a shame.
You'd have to be a real fan of Mezco and this.
Or a fan of Nightwing, right? And there
this,
is a
this
lot.
This look of him to like be like, ah, I want this one.
I still like the, what is it called? Kotobukiya.
The statue.
Statues. They were amazing.
It's a shame that I have them boxed up, but like.
I should open them up too. I've had them boxed up for 15
right?
years.
Like, what are you going to do with them?
They look so good though. They are the best statues I've ever bought for that in that price range.
Yeah,
I remember they were only good for like $30. And then it would creep it all the way up to like $80.
Yeah, they slowly went up.
Okay, Sorry.
You bought what? Go ahead.
I bought a Dark Phoenix one, which was a rare one.
Yeah.
I bought it for $80. And I remember selling it for $800 on eBay.
Was it to Chris?
No. Somebody, like, I put it up.
Yeah,
as a bid, like a regular bid at like about $150, and it went all the way up to 800 something. I was like, what in the world's going on?
I'm always paranoid. I'm like, are you going to back out last bit? Is this a prank? Like, I must have him reminds me of the
Coconut Creek, Florida. I remember the city because I was just so like, that was the craziest eBay bid I've ever had. Everything else is like, can I cancel my bid?
Pass for me on this, but now that I'm looking at it, I have to go to the site and pre-order this next one. It's Unkval Smasher. For whatever reason, it sports. Look at this. Look at he's beautiful. Look at it. Baseball bats, machine guns.
This is padding. This is right up your alley.
A football proximity by
like, if you'd said it, you're not gonna get this, I would have just said you're just a straight up liar.
I love this
totally
thing, man.
I know you do. I can totally tell that you're gonna get this. Like, yeah, this is right up your alley.
And I can't even describe it's like what the hell's
you
going on.
You don't even like sports, but you're gonna get a figure.
No, I like it. I like it. I just won't talk about it. So like, I get too worked
up. Why does he have a baseball bat when he's
he has all of the sports possible. He's like Casey Jones, but of robots. Just leave it at that.
But he doesn't have all the sports.
He will when I'm done with him. That's going to be an accessory. That's going to be an accessory pack. He looks cool. If you remember, they previously did the all black one. He's like the American Gundam. the stereotype. Football, baseball, something to do with steaks. Yeah, I'm all in. I'm excited. I don't even know what the hell's going on anymore, but I want it. You have to admit this pose is beautiful, though. After playing around with Hasbro
stuff. It's like
Bo
Jackson taking a
swing. You can get him into this pose and it's not a render. It's like, okay, great.
Yeah, the balance is pretty cool. Get the whole team.
No, I can't do that. That's
get
insane.
The squad. Squad that's up, insane. Bro. Let's go. Well, if the price is right, get it. Look at that. Whoop-em Gundam
so
style.
It's so ridiculous. Hey.
You got to get the squad, bro. Come on.
I'm not doing the squad. That's crazy. And then,
what's the price on these bad boys?
I think they were... Actually, I thought they were 100.
That's not too bad. You can get a couple of them. He needs a teammate to play here. Who's going to throw him the ball?
$89.99.
Yeah, who's going to throw the ball to? Come on, bro. You got to squat up.
Smasher. You didn't even need to convince me. I was already going to tell you. There's no convincing. I was just like, yeah, I want this. It's Smasher. Sexy Ice 2019 Studio.
No, it's not. You just made that up.
No, what are you? You don't think that's his name? This is an import.
I need to see proof. I need to see proof that that's the name.
Sexy Ice 2019 Studio Bourbon.
Oh my
Bourbon,
god.
Unkvel, a site type 1 Smasher. That's his name.
Oh my god.
And he's beautiful.
Why is it 2019?
They had figures coming out back then. That's when they started releasing stuff. Mm. Hey, Pox here. What's going on? He did a size comparison for you previously. What are these sassy AI football robots?
They sold a 3-pack of the other, right? So there you go. Maybe you'll get a 3-pack.
Oh, I think there'll be a 3-pack of this.
So get the 3-pack.
I'm not doing that. I don't need 3 of this. I don't need 3 of this, guys.
Dude, you gotta squat up.
One of my first mecha anime was Dialopus Apollos, which was basically Mazinger with American football motif. I'm gonna look that up.
Why? You gonna buy it too?
No, I'm just curious. It sounds ridiculous. Combats for Glory. This caught my eye. This was an event exclusive.
I bet it did.
From S-Ray Studios.
Let me turn that off there.
I don't know. This looks cool to me.
I love the fur. Loving the fur coat.
Right? Soft goods. Toned body.
Soft goods? No way. That's hard
the
plastic.
The only way I would hate this is if like I move the arm and it snapped off. Or something like that. Like, this looks cool to me. Looks like it fits with the others. I'm not 78.
Oh, my God.
So I think if I type this in and it's still there, I may have to pre-order it.
How much is this?
Let's find out.
It's right there. I just zoom in.
$49.99. Yeah, but the other
thing. That's a reasonable yeah. price. Yeah.
Yeah. I could save a whole dollar.
Is this a 5K toys?
They have it there, but the actual studio has a website as well. Other like more than one site has.
But does
it.
The studio have something different than 5K in terms of accessories you get?
No, it's the exact same stuff.
Okay. Maybe one has cheaper shipping.
Yeah, I have to do that thing where you test each site and then you click ship now and see what the total is after. I'm not 78. Besides, they're over there. So
hey, why don't you reading his message? Read his message. Basically, Pac said is move the gargoyle display out of the way.
Ambassador says,
and move in the wifus.
I still have room on this side. Don't worry about it. Leave me alone. Yeah, so I think I'll get that. Medi Toys is doing this big boy.
Beauty and the Beast.
This thing's humongous, man. Look at this. The orc was huge on its own. This thing towers over it.
I feel so sorry for that guy right now.
This thing looks fantastic. But they are also releasing this dude.
What in the world?
It's an orc wizard, man. It's a Wiccan. 1/10 scale. Sure. Pre-order cutoff is September 12th.
This is like available something that Ryan would buy.
Probably. And then this guy.
This is something
here,
Ryan would buy too.
This guy here, I was like, oh, okay. Because I originally saw this guy first. I was like, oh, I want him. And then I saw this dude. Like, oh.
You're like, I'll take this one instead.
Yo. Okay. So the detail's fantastic. I like their stuff. Every time
they
show
something new. Is this
from a game? I don't play like these types of games. It could be from World of Warcraft. Ryan will have to chime in.
Okay.
I almost like going in blind because I have no, yeah, you called it with the Armageddon sword. Yeah, he's going to get it. Okay, so you like Lord of the Rings and all that. You like mythic stuff, but you sort of just chose never to buy figures of them. How come?
Well, I had Lord of the Rings figures when they first came out a while back. Like, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
What, 25 years ago, something like that? I had, I don't know what line was it. I can't remember. I was drawing a blank, but it was a good line. They had soft goods. Sculpting was really good. They had the horse. I had a lot of them because I really loved Lord of the Rings. This is different. So, you know, the crazy thing is we just had Amazon spend like a bajillion dollars on the new Lord of the Rings franchise, and nobody wants to buy any of those figures. In fact, we have Japanese companies like SH Figure Arts make the other Lord of the Rings figures instead of these ones, which is actually happening right now. That's how garbage this Rings of Power show is.
I tried to watch an episode and I didn't. Like, I just couldn't do it. I appreciate the fact even Anthony Customs has something nice to say here. So I like that in. And then Brick is cool. So the first two comments, like, huh.
Ryan must be experiencing Christmas with all these announcements.
Oh, I do.
Ryan says, Alvin is a watch.
Oh,
guy
yeah. Have you gotten any watches?
Well, I was supposed to get one today, remember? And they said, "Dude, we showed up at your house." I'm like, "No, you didn't, because I was home."
Frodo.
Oh, sorry, and Aragorn. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how bad the show is. That they don't even have the, they don't even want to make those figures.
I almost forgot about this ugly guy.
What's that? Ugly guy.
Immediate pass on. So Hasbro revealed their Hellfire Gala Spider-Man.
This looks amazing.
I hate this so much. It looks so ugly, dude.
I can't wait not to get it. Like, I saw this. I saw this a week ago. Yeah. And I just ignored it.
I saw it.
I'm not even sharing this with my friends.
I saw it. I was like, if they like the glowing effect, like, sure, great. Like, yeah, it's nice. It looks cool, but I don't know, man. And this is purely like a fashion show type of thing. He doesn't fight crime in it. This isn't a suit. It's just,
he just walks the runway.
It's a gala event. So, ugh, disgusting. Back to these things to clean my palate. Yeah, I'm going to get this, dude. I hate most of the Hellfire Gala.
You're
going to
get this monstrosity of a thing?
Yes.
Is it from something that you like?
No, I just like the way this looks. Look at it. It's beautiful. Are you crazy?
I'm not saying it looks ugly. I'm just saying, yeah. I'm surprised you want this.
If it looks cool, like, I don't know. This speaks to me. Okay. I don't know why, but it just does.
I sometimes learn things every day with you.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this is cool.
Sometimes that's all it
I
takes.
Like how you're expanding your horizons. I like it. It's not just robots and
I like
more robots.
I like doing this more than Hasbro revealing, like, oh, another Marvel legend or NECA's, like, Turtles. If I find something that I don't know about and it catches my eye, like football robots or this dude here, that excites me more.
Football baseball robot. He plays multi-sports. He's Bo Jackson. Yeah, for me, this is a little bit over the top. It does look good, but if I'm going to get something like this, it's got to be something that I've watched or read about or have some sort of background with it. It's a little too out there on
the... you did have some fun with Kamen Rider.
Yeah, I mean...
And that's what... I guess that's... You can relate a little bit.
Yeah. I was just going to say, like, that's probably your Kamen Rider thing. You want to step out the comfort zone and try some things. I mean, I like my Kamen Rider, but that's the end of it. Unless something really blows me out the water. But I've done my little experiment. I'm like, okay, I'm good. Right?
Yeah, it's a case study.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. This is going to get out of hand if I go anywhere near it more. Right? So... But yeah, I mean, what is this going to set you back?
They all look cool.
Oh, God. Stop doing this.
That's about it. I think that's the only thing you care
about. Oh, thank God. Whew. How much is this going to set you back?
I didn't check and I don't want to look yet.
Oh, it's going to hurt.
I don't want to look yet.
Easy, 100. Easy.
You think so?
Yeah, easy 100. Easy. I wouldn't be shocked if this is like 150. I wouldn't be shocked.
I'd accept that price.
If it's not around 100 or more, I'm worried then. Because how little did it cost to make this thing then? Like, the engineering, I'm worried about what's underneath this, all this armor. Is it hollow? Is it going to be weak engineering? Like,
there's only a $1 deposit so far, so
okay then. $39.99 it is.
I don't know the full price yet.
Yeah, no. This should be at a higher price point.
Their other stuff is reasonable.
Ryan says that won't be that expensive. The perks of third party. No, third parties are expensive. There are a lot of third party figures that have, you know, been costly because some of the smaller companies don't have the luxury of absorbing the cost. They have to pass it on. Hasbro just, you know, does both. They're like, we're going to pass it on to you, even though we can still absorb it. I hope for your sake it's cheap, because I know you want it.
Yeah. I was trying to find pricing, but no, that's okay, though. They do a lot of cool stuff. I like
everything. I've been eyeing a Yeti. I've been eyeing a Yeti.
I saw. I just had that up too. Where did it go?
I know you did.
Here we go. You want this?
So I've been eyeing a Yeti.
The Loose Collector's Yeti.
I like Loose Collector stuff. I've got a bunch of his stuff, and I think the quality is pretty good. Yeah, I've been looking at these two because I would love to have these guys fight the Hulk. That'd be sick. And they're you know, they're so famous. You know, Bigfoot, and who doesn't know these guys if you live in North America, right?
Yeti versus Big. That, yeah, it's nice that they changed some details a little bit to make.
I think
it
it's an extra head sculpt, isn't it? Additional head sculpt. You can have the other Yeti face. Yeah, man, this thing looks badass. Is it $100?
$98 plus shipping.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking with that guy. That's, you know, if this is it the same size? Maybe a little smaller.
For which guy? For the Minotaur.
The one you guys, yeah.
I can't tell.
Man, the Hulk's gonna have to. The Hulk's gonna have to really try to fight this one. Yeah. I might pull the plug on. I mean, not pull the plug. Put in the pre-order for this. Are you getting any of these?
I think he looks great. I didn't know I wanted it. This might be a convincible. No,
what?
That was close. That was a close one. No.
You want this one? Don't you lie.
That was close. That was a close one.
Gotcha.
Just out of principle. What did Tav say? Striker Eureka. Are there any pre-orders on your docket that you are excited for?
I'm saving my money for SDCC exclusive. Okay.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the Pacific Rims. Yeah, they do good. They do fantastic Pacific Rim figures as well. So here you can see.
They look pretty cool.
Yeah. I wish. Actually, I guess it doesn't. Anyone who likes mechs will still probably like the Pacific Rim.
Wish that movie was much better.
Did you even like the first one?
The first one was okay. Second one was bad.
The second one was. They did that thing where they make a younger cast to appeal to the children to sell toys that they never came out with. So, yeah, this looks good. 134.
It's a robot. You like robots.
And then NECA announced, I thought this was a few days ago, or sorry, a few hours ago, because I just see this teaser here, but I guess Big Bad Toy Store is immediate with it. So, yeah, 9 hours ago they posted this. We have
what in the
Last
world
Ronin.
Is that?
Last Ronin 2. I never read this comic.
Okay.
So these are different turtles than the ones like Leo, Raph. So I don't care about them at all.
What are their names? Do you know?
Nope. Didn't. Oh. Uno.
Dos.
Odin.
Tres. Cuatro.
Yi. And Moha.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll stick with the four brothers, you know?
Yeah.
I'll stick with
Renaissance names.
And then you already know the premise. The brothers died. Michelangelo was the last one. He has to take on the foot.
Spoilers.
Yeah, okay. I think they should have left it like that. You don't need anything after
they
that.
They tried something, and they should have just left it at the ending of that story.
Because it was successful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, people are going crazy for that book.
But then they keep doing Lost Years, and it kind of dilutes the premise if you keep releasing figures and characters from.
I mean, the greatest was a Raph with the arrows in his body.
I don't know why you like that. Don't you like seeing your dude pristine and not butchered?
Every once in a while, you gotta dirty it up. Come on now.
Your Super Saiyan 4 Goku.
$19.99. Ugh, get that thing.
These are like 4 points of articulation. Get and the, then the dragon stars. Now, I know you were a fan of the show.
Yeah.
Would you get a Super Saiyan 4 Daima Goku figure?
Oh, man.
Because that feels like a pivotal point for you.
I will.
Not to be, because GTs doesn't count because they don't look the same. So you have to get the Daima one.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. I was just curious. And I know you pre-ordered the Psylocke, and I'm going over recent Elven possibilities. You are excited for Psylocke, the Thanos Psylocke 2-pack. You said it might be figure of the year for you.
Mm-hmm. I have to get it in my hands, though. So.
What about it? Because to me, that just seems like a generic female. Is it because the alt hands, the accessories? What do you like about this compared to your Mayfex?
It's an updated body, is it not?
It is, but at the same time, Mayfex did it, and you have the Mayfex. So which one do you feel? Do you feel like she's redundant? Do you feel like this one will take the display spot on your shelf over the Mayfex
I have to
one?
See the head sculpt compared to the two of them.
Yeah.
I've got to look at that. That's why I want to get it in my hands. But from just from looking at pictures, I'm talking about the figure of the year this year. Of course, I have a really good Psylocke, but it wasn't from this year, right? So if I'm just strictly talking about for this year compared to what is coming out this year,
yeah,
it might be like because this is a Psylocke I wanted, right? We came close a few years ago, but it still wasn't there. So that's why I'm saying it could be. It's in the running. It's not a slam dunk. We still got 6 months left. So
like, I'm not hating on her. I see a lot of people who say like she's the best figure ever.
Well, I didn't say that.
No.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that person who comes in and is like contrarian, but she has the same engineering as the Phoenix, Miss Marvel Warbird.
I want something like it sucks. What do you point
that? No, like I think she's great. Like I don't have a Psylocke, so if that would be the Psylocke that I would buy and put on my shelf.
Did you pre-order it?
I think I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have. Someone wanted Thanos. I'm like, are you sure? I basically got it for like $20. Like, hey man. Okay. Are you sure you meant
Thanos?
I could have
sold them the Thanos that I had in my bin here.
You're sure you wanted Thanos? You made Thanos and not Psylocke, right?
Cheetos Thanos? You wanted?
Okay. I did triple check. So it's like paid for, already split the cost.
Who's the
like,
sucker? I mean, friend. Did you? Yeah, just see Cheetos now.
See, the face kind of looks off. I like the effects. Here's the Cheetos.
The face looks off? I think the face looks good.
I like this one.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, there you go. That looks good.
It's just some angles look weird. Like this one, she looks odd here. It's just the angle, I think.
That's just the faux lady at my faux shop. When I tried to order 3 times. Can you just order one? Oh, you a fat boy. You eat too much.
I don't like the lack of... She needs more alternate hands, in my opinion, but that's okay.
Yeah, they.
We're getting.
Why
there.
Did they have to do 3? Can you not just do 4? Like, unreal. We're the price there. That you pay for that 2-pack too. Yeah, you buy now.
And then that was it for toys, but I want to see if. Perfect. 3D printing dude I saw. 1_Oak_Customs. He's been doing a lot of dioramas lately. So we have some Gundams. Where's the one I saw? Oh. The Leoparded for Spider-Man. So here's the Marvel Legends right here. And he 3D printed all these parts just for him to pilot this mech. Which is probably costly and
intense
engineering. Yeah. It looks cool. I think he did a Voltron at one point. He's done a few just Marvel characters. Oh, Nemesis Prime. Shatterglass Optimus. Like, these are cool. You get the Spider Slayer in the back. And I know you have a 3D printer. You need to step on it. Get some prints.
I need somebody to teach me how to use it. My God. This is crazy.
The Optimus. Speaking of, I have some Transformers for you in my trunk.
Oh yeah, keep forgetting about it. When did we not meet up with you that day and get it?
I think there was
I totally forgot.
There was an emergency. I'll drop them at your house. I have some stuff for you. I have your Adam Eve. I have that. So yeah, I'll just bring over some loot for you.
Come by.
I do like seeing people's customs, and I like to show them off. This one caught my eye, so I'm showing his page off this week. Thoughts on InArt Sun Wukong? I only played like 20 minutes of that game.
Mm.
I did get the
Is it good?
I like the game for what I played.
I just got a gaming laptop today.
You did or your kids did?
Yeah, I did. I got one better than his, and I just dropped the bomb on him. I'm like, "Lo, it's not you don't have the best laptop in the house anymore." I go, "I do. I am the captain. I am the captain now." So, yeah. I'm hoping to game against him. He likes to play Fortnite. I don't even know how to play that game, but
yeah.
If it's like Call of Duty, okay, I got a chance. So, because I know I could beat him in Call of Duty, but I don't know about Fortnite. You got to build things, I guess, and drink
potions. Just let your kid do it. InArt's doing some crazy stuff.
Yeah, that looks awesome. Oh, man. I don't know about that. That looks like a zombie.
13 Woo! Bucks for the down payment.
That's
plus
pretty cheap.
57. So 57 bucks for this, though? That's still like...
Yeah.
I remember when they released the Batman and people were losing their minds saying how cheap they were for the quality. Speaking of 20 minutes of gameplay, I already played 30 minutes of the new RoboCop game.
I didn't even know there was a RoboCop game.
I know there's one on PSN Plus. I don't know if it's the new one or not. This looks good. I like it. Will I buy it? No, because I have the other one pre-ordered.
Oh, is this one better than the other one?
I like the... No, the other one comes with more.
Does it?
Yeah.
Hmm. I do want to ask people in the chat, what is the hardest Marvel Legends figure to get right now?
What, are you going to try to hunt it?
Not pre-order. That's already out. What is the hardest one to get right now? I wonder. I'm just thinking out. I'm just trying to think right now. We're doing it live right now. We're going to do it real time. What is the hardest Marvel Legends figure to get? A single figure. Don't talk about box sets. I mean, you can find a figure in the box set that's hard maybe, yeah.
Mm.
What would be the hardest one? I'm just trying to think. No, there's so many Doctor Dooms. I don't think people care. The value is not going to go up because there's so many options, right? You had the retro package, the regular package. You had a different color variation of the regular package.
In my opinion, her.
Oh, I was just like, yes.
For no goddamn
she
reason.
She might be the hardest figure to get. What is that going for?
$130.
Oh my
bucks.
God, $127?
There's absolutely no reason for it. Like, even this had the most, like, the top comment. What's going on with Power Princess? Because she's...
Hasbro, you got to release more of this. People want it. Wonder Woman.
172, 274.
Is there anything 100. More expensive than that right now, I wonder?
Within the last 2 years?
I don't think in the last 3-4 years.
That's I mean, obviously toys fade out. Like, they're no longer on the shelves.
But there's a demand for that one.
There was a demand. Within the first week, she was gone. The only other one I saw with that same problem...
Warbird? No, Warbird's
easy. Warbird, not this one. The black
exclusive?
Suit one.
The exclusive one? The Target exclusive.
Oh, don't get me started on that garbage. Target exclusive stuff. I can't find this one anymore.
What do you mean? You want it?
No, I have one, but I'm just saying, like, people message me like, hey, have you seen this around? No, I haven't seen it around except for the first week she was out. So, I don't know. Venom Pool.
Is Venom Pool hard to get?
I honestly forgot about him. I remember when he was a build-a-figure and people were paying a a lot for him.
Really?
And then they released him packaged, like full, like the
yeah, with different color, the brighter colors, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he is.
What about Sugarman?
I don't care about Sugarman. No one likes Sugarman. Get out of here. Get out of here with that nonsense. Fin Fan Foom, to this day, he's is still right one of there. The most expensive
so,
ones.
So negative.
I'm hoping they re-release him.
I think they will. It'll be the next. It'll probably be the next HasLab.
Because he goes for $500 now?
Whoa.
He's so hideous, actually.
Yeah, it looks like he just jabbed himself with a bunch of Ozempic.
But for $500, it could be yours. Any Marvel Legends on the... Like, did Docket? You order Dragon Man? Dragon Man did you get?
Yeah, I pre-ordered.
Who are you most excited for?
I know people are going to laugh. The She-Hulk.
Oh, okay.
The one with the weights and everything.
The ponytail and the weights?
Yeah. I did get some update on... So, do you know the Phoenix Force Customs?
Yes.
So,
do you mind if I pull it up, or is it a surprise?
No, you can pull it up. I don't care. I don't know if he's put it up on his site. He sent me...
just to show.
You can go into our thing. No, is it under mine or our account? I think it's under mine.
Okay, yeah.
But he's made several figures for me already now. Including, if I could just switch over to accounts, that'd be great. Come on now.
Fantastic stuff.
Yeah, so he's made Emma Frost. He's made Phoenix for me. He's currently making Jean for me. But this is about 5 years in the making. So I've been really patient to the point where I was getting really upset. But then I realized that, you know, you're not going to get. Oh, that looks really nice. Yeah, that looks really nice.
Are you getting, sorry to cut you off, are you getting like diamond form Emma or human Emma?
I wish I could send you the pictures here. Oh, I have it here. Should I send? How do I send this to you?
Send me it on Messenger.
On which?
Facebook.
It won't let me.
Oh, why won't it let me? Is it on Instagram?
It's on my personal Instagram. I downloaded it. I'm trying to send it to you.
How many customs do you have from him?
I have 5 in the making. Yeah.
Here. Just send it to the astonishing one.
Yeah. You can ramble on now.
5 in the making. Dioramas are coming up too, or no more dioramas?
No, diorama, I haven't really got into it because I've been trying to focus on saving stuff that I have.
Speaking of
I do have Kitty Pryde coming with the X-Men suit on. That's the next thing he's making. And then he's going to make a Rogue sculpt, like a head sculpt, and a She-Hulk head sculpt. And the She-Hulk, I had decided to get it prior to... oh, here, I'm sending it to you now. So you can take a look. These are the completed stuff. Some of them needs to be little touch-ups. So these are the 4 that's been... I already sent it to you on Messenger.
This guy.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so these are the 4 that's done. The Jean Grey is getting done. The blue and red one. It's getting his final touches done. And then he's going to work on Kitty Pryde next. And then the head sculpt for Rogue and She-Hulk. So the thing with him, he's made very clear to me, is he never does the same figure twice. There has to be...
What?
Yeah. It has to be done differently. Like, he could do the same suit, but the hairstyle and the paint has to be slightly different.
I get that.
Yeah. So this is what I want. I wanted this one because I don't think we're going to get this one. So he's going to finish it out. Right now it's in, still in paint phase. So he's going to...
Ooh, look at these eyes. I like these.
Yeah, that's his specialty. Like the way he does eyes is really good. I was working on that right now. This is the one that I wanted, so he got that one for me. This took 3 years for him to finish it for me. 3 years.
I'm assuming though he has a ton of like clients, right?
No, I don't think. Well, I don't want to say that because he did tell me when we first were looking at getting this stuff done. Why are you ruining the moment with that? There's two more I sent you.
Oh, is there?
I sent you two more. I sent it to you. Yeah, I did.
Okay, one second. So you're going on. So what were you saying?
So when we were talking that he does take on clients, but it's usually like one, I finish this and then I go to the next guy. But because I order so much, and then he had to also get the bodies for these two, these ones. And during the pandemic, it was hard for him to get the stuff because I think he's based out of the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't that easy for him to get it. Yeah. So this one is, I wanted this. I really like this.
I like this a lot.
Yeah. This is the first one that I wanted from him. And I love the hairstyle. It looks really good. And then this, just to piss off Chris. Just to stick it to Chris.
The gold's very nice. I like the style of hair. Like how
I told him, I just said to him, just make it crazy. I want Psycho Phoenix, right? I don't want hair down because I want that fieriness, right? So, and I love the paint job on this. Looks fantastic. Yeah,
the yellow is nice and clean.
Yeah. I mean, for me, like he is up there as some of the best that I've seen. You know, we've got a couple of guys in our group that are really good too, like Andrew and Brad.
Andrew, our buddy Andrew, is just like, oh, I made this.
Andrew's next, yeah. Andrew,
I made this life sized, made this 1-to-1 well, scale.
You just
Plex.
Showed that guy that made that robot. Andrew could probably whip that up in a day,
and he wouldn't tell anyone too.
Nope.
He just, can I get your opinion?
I made a 6-foot Galactus. And if you guys don't believe me, he does have a 6-foot Galactus.
But he doesn't put his stuff on, like he's humble. Like he doesn't.
Think he even has Instagram.
He doesn't have an Instagram.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I'll see his stuff circling the internet on like message boards and stuff.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I've seen that before.
I was like, hey, Andrew, when like your Metroplex? Stuff came up again. Yeah, Metroplex came up again.
Yeah, I think we've showed his stuff in the past year, right? He was actually commissioned by the local museum, too.
Yeah, he had an exhibit up for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing. So I'm hoping he dulls this because it's shiny and looking rough.
Oh, you don't want the shiny armor?
No, I want this to be a little bit flat. I don't want it too shiny, but he said it's still not done yet. He goes, I haven't fully finished it. He has to clean it up, he said.
I'm sure if you told him, he'd fix it, no problem, right?
Yeah. I love this because it's so different, and I wanted that. I'm like, I really want this. He's like, you're a big fan of Jean Grey. I'm like, no, I'm not a big fan. I just love X-Men, and I go, this is probably the three best X-Men suits for her, right? So... And then, you know, Chris will be salivating.
Yeah.
Actually, Chris who encouraged me to get these.
I'm excited for you to finally get them. Yeah. What is it? Did you say 5 years?
5 years.
Holy.
It's going to be another year before I get them.
That's all right.
Because he has to do Kitty Pryde still and the two other head sculpts. And then there's talks of me and him where we've talked and said maybe do another figure. I don't know yet. I want to get these first before I add
You might have to put these in your will.
Yeah, I don't want 10 years
from
now.
You might have to put these in your will to go to your children in case of untimely circumstances.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid, right? I'm like, just get these ones first. So, yeah, very interesting. I love it. It's so cool.
I did forget. I probably blocked this out of my mind. So, I never thought I'd say this, but I think the Turtles are being... oversaturated now. So we have this 1/6 scale.
Everybody's got the license for it.
Anniversary scale Leonardo.
No, Hasbro did it with the Power Rangers. There you go.
Yeah, they did. About. They did their versions.
Yeah.
So we get a 1/6 scale Leonardo for the anniversary. Comes with the standard skateboard, katanas, alternate hands, pizza. Basically, it comes with everything the other prior ones came with as well. And like I said, I never thought I'd say. I'm kind of getting tired of seeing the turtles.
Yeah, man. I'm actually getting tired of getting from what's that line here? NECA?
Oh, the NECA turtles.
Yeah, I didn't even bother getting the. I wanted those the summer outfit, the surf outfits they had, and then it sold out. I'm like, oh, man, I'm not gonna chase this down. Forget this, right?
See, at the end of the day, I'm not like people freak out and get mad saying like blah blah blah. This is another turtles. Like, it doesn't bother me. I just because at least I know there's a version out there for everyone mm-hmm. at this point. Like, if you can't find your default definitive turtles at this point, then I don't think you'll be satisfied at
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
Looks wise, I know articulation's another story because they want ninja poses, but how do you do that with the bulky shell? So it's cool that they are doing this for an anniversary, but if it's a one-off 1/6 scale Leonardo and that's all they do, this could have been a statue or something. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine anyone would choose this over the other 1/6 scale turtles, except for the fact that it's marketed as an anniversary figure, which, you know, how things become special when they're gold label or exclusives or anniversary. I was going to ask how you feel about the turtles now, but I already know your answer. You just said you're getting tired
of
the two.
It's getting a little tiresome, yeah.
Yeah. And he doesn't look like he poses very well. This almost looks like it would have the same posability as the McFarlane figures.
Mm-hmm.
Because McFarlane has a license as well for the turtles, which I forgot
Everybody
about.
Everybody does.
Yeah. But see how he's just like sort of crouching? I'm surprised he can get his legs out this far. But then his arms don't bend that well.
Yeah, his arms are gigantic. He looks like Arnold with green paint on.
It might be rubbery. I can't tell about the forearm on the sword picture because the skin looks like it's folding in. But who knows? It looks nice.
This is just, how many inches?
It's 1/6 scale, so it's pretty.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's smaller.
No, it's bigger. It's bigger.
Oh, sorry, bigger. Big figure. Yeah, it's a really big figure.
So again, shelf space, a one-off random Leonardo. When NECA did their jumbo turtles already, it's a pass for me. Yeah. I'll stick to the smaller stuff. I like my Mezco turtles still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Is there anything else?
I'm good. You better.
We're back, right? It was good to come back to do this show. I enjoy it. I'm glad to have this show with you and talk cool stuff with all of you guys. Thank you guys for joining, hanging out with us. We'll be back next week to do it again. Don't forget Popcorn Chicken this Sunday. If you're into movies and TV shows, come hang out with us on Sunday.
What are you going to be talking about, or is it a surprise?
We're going to just talk about all this craziness of, you know, Superman coming out and the fumble and bumble of Jurassic Park and what is Fantastic Four going to be doing. Because we're going to get more news as the week gets closer to the release. And then a whole bunch of stuff they're being announced right now as we speak. And see how it goes. San Diego Comic Con is around the corner. I'm sure there's going to be some announcements as well. We'll get it all sorted out. And then at the top five, we're going to do two top fives because we missed one. So we're going to have a top five from Sheldon and a top five from me. So come hang out with us. It's going to be around 11 a.m. Pacific time, so 1 p.m. Eastern time if you're in North America. So with that being said, wherever you're around the world or the universe, have yourself a good morning, a good day, and a good night.
Bye.
Cowabunga, dudes. Way too many cats.